devil's advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere. Don't you come back no
more. What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me.
So Michael Gableman's hitting the road, Jack. And good riddance to Michael Gableman. What a circus act he was. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm subbing in for Dom and Crudy here on Devil's Advocates, which you're listening to on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison, WTTN 1580, Madison. Also the Shaw, 101 FM in Waukesha, and Waukesha 540 AM. As well as up in Wausau, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM. And in Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, that is, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Thanks for joining today and listening to the show, and I hope you'll call into the show. It's Air Your Grievances Friday. The phone number is 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And with me for the next few minutes is Scott Ross, Democratic strategist, pundit, social media slugger. You don't want to get into a fight with Scott Ross on Twitter. Let me tell you that, Scott.
Other kind of fight is okay. Every other fight you want to have with me, but just not on Twitter, I guess.
I'm not for fighting. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I do like to mix it up verbally and on social media occasionally. Scott, I saw a nice picture of you and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes on social media. Tell me about the race that he has going forward and whether you think he's going to win.
Well, I think what we learned over the last month was that in every corner of the state, you know, people know that Mandela is the strongest choice to defeat Ron Johnson. And that's the most important thing, because he is the most vulnerable incumbent Republican senator in the country. And, you know, Mandela is going to do what he did. I mean, he was an organizer and an advocate before being the lieutenant governor. And he is building this grassroots campaign of Wisconsinites who are ready for a leader with middle-class roots who is going to put working families first. It's something that we haven't gotten from Ron Johnson. You know, Ron Johnson is somebody who, you know, whose father-in-law gave him a business and whose father-in-law's business was his largest customer for two decades. Posits himself as some kind of a business leader, but you know that's not who Mandela Barnes is. Mandela Barnes is a proud product of Wisconsin's middle class. His mom's a teacher, as you probably heard, a public school teacher. His dad was a third shift auto worker, and he spent the last, you know, his career helping people, working for people, not Ron Johnson, who's been working to give, you know, people like his three biggest donors, the Ulines and Diane Hendricks, what will amount to $500 million tax break that Ron Johnson also will publicly benefit from, a very special tax break. As you remember, Ron Johnson, when the Trump tax cuts were being debated, suddenly became a public holdout on it until they put in the special tax exemption that Ron wanted for himself and for his two largest donors that, you know, have given at least $20 million to him in 2016 and have now, you know, put millions of dollars into to this latest effort, and no doubt will eclipse the $20 million they spent in 2016.
Yeah, they've got this new PAC that's going to throw millions and millions of dollars at Mandela and to try to keep Ron Johnson in there. They know what side their bread's buttered on. So does he. And so, you know, it's quite a parasitic relationship they've got going there. And Ron Johnson has been friends of the multi-millionaire class. That's who he goes to bat for. But he's also been such an embarrassment. And I just got to believe that a majority of Wisconsinites are sick and tired of the Ron Johnson antics by now. I mean, his stuff on COVID, he was a COVID denier. He was telling people to use ivermectin, you know, and then most recently he's depriving people of affordable insulin and he wants to put Medicare and Social Security on the chopping block. I don't know how this guy can win.
Yeah, I mean, just think about some of these things. You know, he called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, and he won up that by now saying that Social Security and Medicare, you know, benefits that people have, you know, our seniors and our coming seniors have paid into, he now wants to put those at the hostage whims of the Congress every single year. You know, he accused Tony Fauci of overhyping COVID-19 and AIDS. He claimed the top 1% are paying their fair share. You know, you talked about the things he said about COVID. I mean, I think you forgot this one, Matt. Remember when he said you could prevent COVID by drinking Listerine? You know, that's not to mention the fact that he was the number one, you know, other than maybe Josh Hawley, the number one terrorist insurrection senator advocate in the entire country. And he said that he never felt threatened by rioters. But, you know, if they were Black Lives Matter protesters, he would have felt threatened. I mean, this guy is a joke. There's a reason why he's at 36%. And I think you know this better than anybody, you know, because I know you talk a lot about, you know, the dirty money that Ron Johnson took. But, you know, a lot of the media wouldn't pay attention to that in 2010, 2016. But now, because Ron Johnson has so upped his game in terms of the lunacy, you know, people now know him. They know him in the state of Wisconsin, where they didn't in 2010, and they really didn't in 2016. And that's why he's at 46% approval. You know, he is the most vulnerable senator in the country. And the best part of all of this is that he's facing someone who could not be more diametrically opposed to him, who could really break some barriers in the state of Wisconsin, and that's Mandela Barnes, who has a long record of public service, getting the job done. And he's proven in the Democratic Party for sure that he's the guy that Democrats think has the best chance to beat Ron Johnson, which is the number one priority of a lot of Democrats here in the state of Wisconsin. That is not to undersay how important it is that we get Governor Evers reelected.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Johnson is just a laughingstock, but I'm hoping that Mandela Barnes is prepared for all the ugliness that's going to come after him. Do you think he'll be able to handle that all right?
I do. I think, you know, Mandela has some pretty tough skin. He does his work. He gets the job done, and I think he's going to do it. I think he'll take a lot of oncoming. I think the dog whistles are going to be air raid sirens from the Republican Party. But I think the people of Wisconsin are going to prevail and elect Mandela Barnes, our next U.S. senator.
All right, Scott Ross, thanks for that prediction, and thanks for joining me on The Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back after the break, and you can join in the conversation by dialing 1-844-967-2789. See you later.
Don't you come back.
Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back. Well, see you later.